Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Family Jewels. I'm Charlie Dinkin and this is...
your best friend, Olga Koch. Today we are joined by the multi-hyphenate, the writer, the actor, the comedian, the one and only, straight from Texas, it's...
Kima Bob!
A demon air horns. Thank you for having me. Thank you for recognizing my hyphens.
Do you have an opinion on this? I don't even know why I'm saying this. It's like really not my topic, but the Beyoncé country album. People are mad.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's so bold and fun. I think we should all have like the freedom and power as artists to do whatever the fuck we want.
I agree.
And I think it's so sick. Like, I wonder what's next. You know what I mean?
I'm doing a techno track. Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
I think we could do whatever
Rightfully
we want.
So. We should be able to.
I see you doing techno. I see you doing country.
Yeah.
But I mean, she is from Houston. And she's got the vocals. She's got the background.
Dolly
she's
Parton
amazing.
Said she liked it.
But I mean, she came out with a country track. She came out with Daddy Lessons a few years ago. And that was incredible.
That's true.
She did it with the Chicks as a duet. That was awesome.
I think people need to chill the fuck out, mostly, and stop trying to tell people what they can and cannot be.
I agree. Wow. Bold words there. Quote her.
Really powerful.
Thank you. Someone had to say it.
Sorry, I guess I'm kind of profound.
Clip it.
You're
post
already,
it online.
The first thing you say, it's already a bumper sticker. It's already
Guys,
I
just came here to live. I came here to laugh. And I came here to love. I'm going to do all of them.
Do you feel like you have a spiritual connection to Texas?
No. I think Texas is a weird place because, like, I think there's a lot of, like, ideologies, like, that a lot of people have, a lot of, like, conservative Texans have. But I think people also have, like, a wild image of what Texas is. It's just, like, a man on a horse stabbing someone from getting an abortion with a gun.
Yeah,
you know?
Sounds about right.
And, like...
Except Austin, which I hear is cool.
But it's so big. It's just like...
It's also mostly non-white, isn't it?
It's a huge state. There's a large like Latino population. Houston is apparently like one of the most diverse cities in America, which is interesting. But yeah, there's loads of stuff going on in Texas. I think it's sometimes like the loudest voice is what people recognize.
Yeah.
And like oftentimes the loudest voice, and you guys will know this from like online comments, like the loudest voices are like the most hateful.
And they're completely not representative of the majority
of the whole
at
thing,
all.
Yeah. It's just a giant state, so, you know, full of chill people. When people think of Texas, like I want them to think of like Beyonce and like Megan Thee Stallion, just like chill girls who like to have fun and go, ah. And you know what? I'll say it. I want them to think of me.
So you do have a spiritual connection to Texas, just a different Texas.
Yeah. Just like, I like the food. That's mostly it. I like the food. I like that Beyonce is also from there.
Yeah,
those are the main vibes.
The weather isn't bad.
It's not bad. Although we did get like hurricanes, which I think is quite like, those suck ass. Those literally suck ass. They suck anything. They're hurricanes.
Permission to ask the dumbest question in the world. Why don't we hear about hurricanes in Europe? Is that we just don't have them here?
I think down there, it's just like what the weather is doing. Like tropical storms. It's because it's not tropical up here.
Okay.
Yeah. They're like destroying things, tropical storms.
They're like rain tornadoes.
Like Twister, the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with rain.
Oh, God. So it's like a vortex of rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would like flood your whole house. It would like destroy the ground floor and the basement of your house because it would be like storm surge. It's like it floods by like feet and feet of water.
I guess they can go really high.
Like biblical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would fuck up your shit.
Have you ever been in the middle of one?
Not in like in a bad one, but there have been ones where like they've come through Houston. I remember one time there was a hurricane. I don't know which one. Been so many in my lifetime. I'm so brave. But it knocked out like the power and the water, and so you need to have like a generator. You need to have a power generator, and I think they run on like gas or something. And we didn't have one, but my friend Taylor had one. And so I left my mom at home in the dark alone and went to my friend Taylor's house to charge my phone. And my mom wasn't even mad about it. She's a nice lady.
You needed your phone. Yeah, it's the nice. Ending of that sentence that got me.
Because when I think about it as an adult, I'm like, what a little cunt. I was like, fuck you, mom. I'm going to Taylor's. She was chill about it. But like when the like power goes out and stuff, you know, you got to like... Like, your like food will go off.
Right.
You know? Like,
so you have to eat the ice cream now.
You gotta eat the ice cream.
You have to put a penny in a... Do you remember that? You freeze a glass. You put... you freeze water in a cup. You put it in your freezer with a penny on top of it.
Ooh.
Then, if there's been any kind of storm or you think the power is cut out, you look at the cup. Because if it melted a bit and then it refroze, the penny will not be on the top of the cup anymore.
Interesting.
That's a tip I learned from TikTok.
That's very sick. Wow, that website is really... That app is great. That's so useful. Fuck, I wonder what else is on there. What else is in there? Yeah. But yeah, I think that's, everybody's got to experience a hurricane at least once.
That's what I'm saying.
It's one of those things, one of those life experiences. You got to have sex, you got to experience a hurricane.
Sometimes at the same time, and sometimes not.
Yeah, everything's getting wet.
So you've mentioned you have a mother.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to pivot to what this podcast is about.
Famously.
Would you like to walk us through your immediate family?
Yeah.
As the cast of characters of the sitcom of your life.
Great. So there's two sides of things, right? There's my mom's side, there's my dad's side. Classic family style.
If you want to cast them as actors that we would know, that would also be very helpful.
My mom is kind of like a Tiffany Haddish, but less problematic.
Love.
So fun. She's a lovely lady. And then there's my Nana, who like, I don't know if you know Jennifer Lewis, but she's a hoot. She's a hoot and a half.
So do you think you get your sense of humor from the women in your family?
I think I get my my openness and my like inappropriateness from the women in my family for sure.
But you're funnier is what I'm hearing.
They would agree. but like for instance, I was talking to my Nana and she like went to church and she was like, yeah, they had a new saxophonist in the church. And she was like, he was playing that thing so good, it'll make you cream your jeans.
Nana likes the sax, and I agree.
I was like, what? Cream your jeans? And she said it like it was a thing her and her friends used to say back in the day or something. They're just creaming their jeans. Cream your jeans?
Honestly, the more we record this podcast, the more I realize that the older generation is so much hornier than we could ever possibly imagine. We just don't think of them as sexual, but they're horny.
They're so cool. I was talking to my Nana the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, I started dating someone. And she was like, so? She was like, big shoes? Big hands? I was like, yeah, it's a big dick, Nana. Yeah. I was like, but it's a good-sized dick, Nana. Yeah.
What a roundabout way to ask.
I know.
Buying them magnums?
what is condom saying? Yeah, so
is it a
fun.
Specialty order? Is it a...
Huh? Not that big, Nana, not that big.
If you're doing a plasticine mold to make a plastic replica, would you be ordering the extra large pack?
When it comes to fish, sturgeon?
I'm dead. Big goldfish, big fish, small
fish.
She
wants to know. That's good. If you can't live vicariously through your grandchildren.
But like on the other side, like so on that side, and then there's my aunt, she's great. And
that side, mom, nana, aunt.
Yeah, and
women.
Like, yeah, my aunt has like a husband. My nana's husband died, which it happens sometimes to old men. Not the women.
Never.
Not in my
Never
family.
The women.
Yeah, immortal. And my little cousin, who's so fun, and everyone on that side is quite into like mental health in some way. So like my mom's like a therapist now. My aunt is like a counselor.
Cool.
My nana is crazy.
Repping all sides.
Okay, well, your nana's going to church, so she's kind of addressing her inner demons somehow.
She's having a great time. And my little cousin is like studying like psychology and sociology, some shit like that. Yeah, great. He's ologies. And then
gotta get those ologies.
You need the ologies. Or else you can become a path, right? It's better to have an ology than a path. A psychology rather than a psychopath. Sociology rather than a sociopath.
Get it on a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
You're freaking blowing my mind right now. It's like realize.
Analyze. Anal eyes. My eyes are anal. I got anal eyes. I can only see anal. And then, like, on my dad's side, I don't even know, like, how to describe my dad. He's, like, very fun, but also stoic. Like, it's so weird. It's, like, his emotions come out when he's, like, partying, when he's being the life of the party. He loves to be the life of the party.
Yeah.
But otherwise, he's, like, yeah. He's very charismatic with, like, strangers, very good with a stranger. Sometimes I watch him with a stranger and I'm like, wow, look at you, Mr. I talk to everybody.
But then when it comes to close ones, does he shut off?
It's more so like, I feel like he has a bit less to say. And like, yeah.
He's saving it. He's got to save he's got to recharge his social battery.
For the outside world.
Yeah.
But there is a type of person who's amazing on the surface. And so to a stranger, that would be really delightful.
I think it's an interesting thing about, like, wanting, like, other people to, like you and vibe with you and not giving a shit about the people that love you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but we all know exactly.
Those jewels. Yeah. Family jewels.
They are jewels.
But that's, we all know that kind of person.
I think so many people like that. Everyone, someone in their family like that. Whenever people tell my mom how nice my grandma is, we're all just like,
she's like, what?
Yeah. I think you met a different lady.
All right. Yeah, and my grandma on that side, she's, like, quite Catholic, really. She doesn't like to hear cussing.
Ugh.
She doesn't like to hear cussing, which is tough because I can barely send her into my comedy clips. She has no idea what I do for work. And it's, like, when she hears, like, cursing, it's almost, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it looks like it physically pains her. But every now and then, she'll be like, that's bullshit. And I'm like,
but when she says it, she really means it.
Yeah, but it's like rare and I love it. I love when it happens.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, grandma.
She's saving it for when it means something. I actually do respect that.
When you earn it, you gotta earn
it. Does she have fun replacements for words? Like, would she say, like, I don't know.
She doesn't. I know what you mean. Like,
frickin'?
Oh, fudge.
Yeah, fudge.
No, she doesn't. It's really interesting. It's a very hypocritical vibes. But yeah, she's very lovely. And I think one thing I appreciate about, like, both of my grandmas, one of them is more open than the other, but,
we can guess which one.
Yeah. The one who's asking about the shoes. But they both, like, every now and then will just tell me a bit of, like, their history and, like, the family history, and I really appreciate that, and I love it. And I feel like, on my dad's side, I don't think my grandma, like, really shares that stuff with many people. And I think it's super cute.
That's
I like
really
being
cute.
That for them, you know? And I also like knowing, because I'll like talk to my aunt about something and she'll be like, really? I didn't know that. And I'm like, wow, you should probably chat to your mom.
Wow, you're the person listening.
Yeah.
Saving it up in here.
I'm like, I love my grandmas. They're so cool. They're cool ladies.
Is there anything you can share with us about that they've shared with you with about your family history? What nuggets have excited you?
It's so interesting. Well, not even exciting, but just kind of like, so on my dad's side, my dad is from Louisiana, which is its own thing. And my grandma's dad was apparently like, he was like a blacksmith. He had all these skills. She was born in 1940. So he was born before that. He was a blacksmith, and I think he like would fix like the wagon wheels in the town.
Ooh, and important.
Like he had like skills that like other people didn't have. And she was very proud of that when she told me. She
that
was
is cool.
Very proud of it. And apparently one day one of her brothers kicked a white man's horse. And then the white man, I think tried to, like, spank the brother or something like that. And so he went home and told the dad. And then the dad went to the guy and told him not to do that. And then later, a, like, mob showed up to their house and, like, I think, like, tried to take the dad away. Yeah, it's like that kind of history is like not that far. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Removed. Oh my God.
And I think it was like quite scary for my grandma. And I can't remember. I don't know if they like beat him up or what. But he did like live, which the bar is so low. He was alive. He was alive at the end of the white mob. But it was just really interesting because you can be like skilled and et cetera. But he like dared to like be brave and to push back and to go, you can't like just do what you want to my family. You can't do what you want to my kids. I was like punished for that. And I find that to be quite interesting. And just to know that like my grandma lives with that kind of trauma and stuff.
And she's, and in a modern world.
Yeah.
It's crazy to straddle that generation to be the person who can like remember and lived in, not even just like I remember it from a bit, it's like, oh, my whole life up to some point was this, and then like knows you and like you live a different type of life that probably feels quite far away from where he was. And
it's so interesting. And I think I love to hear about that stuff because I guess it just like it's quite grounding, I guess. Fun facts about life.
Big stories. That's like a heavy piece of history. And then like when it's made very personal to you. Yeah, I always try and think like when my grandparents said, and when people just say things that are like their traumas from their childhood or their youth, it's like,
holy shit, you've lived a whole life. You have experiences that like I can't really imagine. And like, look at what you've done with yourself, even though, you know.
Yeah.
And like my grandpa on that side, he was a musician. He was a swamp pop legend.
What?
Wait, what's swamp pop?
It is a genre of music that existed in a certain place during a certain time.
Into what?
Wait, it's like Louisiana swamps?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the genre probably is like Louisiana, maybe like the other like southern states around. But it was very much a like 50s, 60s type thing. Yeah. And
have you heard some?
Yeah. He's on Spotify.
Oh my gosh.
That's so sick. Wait, what's his name? Are we allowed to?
It's Lil Bob and the Lollipops was his
band.
Fuck
yeah.
Lil Bob and the Lollipops. And he has some love songs. He has some like party songs. And one of his songs is called I Got Loaded.
And were the Lollipops men or women?
The Lollipops were men. That was his band. And like people cover his songs. Like I think like a few years ago, like I saw that someone had made like quite a new cover of like.
That's sick. Wait, so what's that swamp pop sound? Is it because like the instruments are, the humidity has altered the instruments?
It's interesting because I think it's kind of like, it's like, can be bluesy, but like quite upbeat, depending. Yeah, it's really interesting. I was listening to some of it, and it reminded me, I'm not going to, it wasn't like Little Richard, but I think kind of like
Charlie XCX.
Yeah, it was definitely Charlie. it was kind of giving Gaga. It was like a little like Ray Charles-y.
Okay, ooh, that's sick. Yeah,
it was really interesting.
Did he have a good voice?
Yeah, it was quite nice.
That's cool.
I was like, okay, turn up.
That should be your walk-on music in Edinburgh, right? Come on.
Wait, so that's your grandpa?
Yeah, on my dad's side. And
yeah, that's so recent.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to go far.
I asked my grandma how she met him. It's so fucked. I feel like there's so many stories from like this generation like that. I was like, how did you meet him? And she goes, I was walking to school.
Wait, but how old was he?
Exactly. He wasn't in fucking school.
Was he like in a car that
he wasn't
stopped?
Also in school. Like, do you know what I mean?
Was he already a little bit successful?
I don't know. I don't remember. All I know, I think he was playing, but I don't know if he was like successful at the time. But whenever they got divorced, her sisters were like, well, ain't nobody told you to marry a musician.
It's true. But someone
don't marry a musician.
Some advice is timeless. I know that I'm about to do the most basic take of all, but you're talking about these men. It's like, oh, this one could play these instruments. This other man could fix wagon wheels. And it's like, soft skills. Yeah. All soft skills. Like with our generation, we'd be like, he was really good at online marketing. Fuck off.
Hell yeah.
My granddad, fuck off.
Hell yeah. They'd be like, oh, he's a great data analyst. The way that he would analyze that data. It's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, no hard skills anymore. Although I have a lot of friends who have boyfriends who are carpenters now. I would say an above average, unless loads of dudes are carpenters and I just didn't know. I think I have 4 friends whose partners are carpenters.
It's good to know that you're so grounded.
You're of the people.
Anytime I need a thing made out of wood, I do know who to call.
That's the thing about me. Yeah.
Well, I know who to call when I need a spreadsheet pivot table or whatever the fuck they do.
Well done. I'm very proud. I'm glad.
Wait, so is your mom recently a therapist or she was a therapist?
Yeah, so she was a chemist initially. So she studied not like pharmacist chemist, but like scientist.
Like industrial chemistry.
I always have to say, like in here, in this country, I'm like, she wasn't a pharmacist.
She did chemistry.
Yeah, she studied chemistry. And she used to work in like labs and stuff. And then she taught chemistry, and then she started working in oil and gas to pay for my tuition. She went evil, and then she said, I can't do this anymore.
That is education in America. You really do have to go evil hard.
Yeah, to get some money. And she got a counseling degree, like, quite a long time ago, but never put it to use because she was like, money is cool. But then she ended up being like, actually, I do want to, like, do that. And I think she's pretty good at it. She's having a lovely time. She's like building her practice, which is really cool. Yeah, I'm very proud of her because
that sounds
amazing. I think my family, especially like the women on my mom's side of the family, are very like caring, nurturing givers, want to like help like humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm glad that she's able to do a job that feels purposeful, because I think the oil and gas stuff like did not feel like she was helping. At one point she did something that had to do with like jet plane turbines.
Cool.
Like apparently they have some kind of like coating on them that I don't know. I have no idea. Something. Also, she did something else with like enzymes.
Cool.
All science. All very science.
Okay,
this
cool.
does
brainy.
Sound like chemistry.
Yeah.
Being brainy.
Yeah.
But now she just wants to help people.
Yeah,
I'm always in awe
brains.
Of people who've like lived multiple lifetimes, where she like had a full career in chemistry and then she's like having a full career in counseling.
Hell yeah. It's a very Beyonce country album.
Yes,
you
that's
gotta
it.
Do what you want.
We're all gonna have to do multiple careers. That is true.
That's so you true. Mentioned tuition. Can I?
Oh my god!
Can I pivot very quickly to one very specific aspect of your life?
Yeah.
If you don't want to talk about it, I respect it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure our listeners would love to hear, and you don't have to talk about this, but about your cheerleading pageantry days.
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All American girl.
I was a cheerleader for like 7 years. I did it in school and competitively. And when you do it competitively, you and your team, you work hard to put together a routine that lasts for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
And it's like acrobatics.
Yeah. And then you go around the cheer circuit and you perform and you try to win awards. And it is a huge suck. It is huge money suck.
He's like, and to what end?
It's like, oh, now I have a trophy. And also I've injured my wrist from picking up women. What the fuck?
And there's like, there's no path after that, which is crazy. Yeah. There's no like Olympic cheerleading.
A cheer coach. Yeah, it's like a weird cycle. Yeah.
There's no like NFL for cheerleaders. I guess there's NFL cheerleaders, but they're not doing the same shit as high school cheerleaders.
Exactly. It's really interesting.
What position were you on their names for the different parts?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I watched cheer.
I know what you're talking about. I was a side base, sometimes a back base.
She's in the queer community. She also has the same label.
Definitely.
You're sturdy. You're holding.
Yeah, I am a bottom.
Are you flipping?
I was flipping a little bit. Never got really good at flipping. Something about putting the legs over the head. It was very difficult. Very difficult. I was jumping. I was dancing. Occasionally flipping. Yeah.
And did you love it?
Oh, I had a great time. I think it's because like, I think.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Team sports are cool. I think like doing things with other people is cool. And my aunt was a cheer coach, and she got me into it. And it was just like moving your body. Like I don't exercise as a person. I didn't before that. I think the most exercise I've ever done in my life was like being a cheerleader. And so something about moving the body, like being in community, dancing, having a lovely time, like feeling strong, like that was all.
Yeah, I love that. Cool.
But also, like then seeing what it is you're capable of as a group, like having to like hold other people up and like create this.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
build like pyramids
satisfying.
And stuff.
That's cool.
It's
and
so
like
cool.
Sometimes it's like three levels high, and there'll be like girls that you're holding girls, and it's like this is crazy.
Were you all girls on your team?
Yeah,
that's sick.
Yeah, and then in like I'm trying to think if I was ever on a co-ed team. I don't think so. And then in high school, you get, like, the weird social benefits. Like, because, you know, we have, like, dress codes, right? And during, like, football season on game days, we got to wear our uniforms. And those are not in dress codes.
Like in Glee! It's like Glee! Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Hard. And then you're doing, like, pep rallies and stuff.
You just get to look sexy for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's hot.
So fun. And then, like, you know, you have, like, homecoming and those different things. And, like, I was on the homecoming court.
Of course you were.
I did not win homecoming queen.
Okay.
Which is sad.
Which
we
is your
mourn.
Sort of trauma, the one that you're exploring in your debut hour.
Yeah. That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
What's the vibe of the person who won homecoming queen?
I'm trying to remember who won homecoming queen. I can't remember. I do remember who won prom queen because they won prom princess.
Wait, what's the difference between homecoming queen, prom queen, socially, not materially, and prom princess?
Well, homecoming is in
elected position.
They're both elected positions. Okay. They're both popularity contests. And homecoming is in the fall. And I think, I don't know if it can be voted by anyone in any class. I'm not sure.
But what I'm hearing is Kima was one of the top three most popular girls
in
the school.
Thank you for hearing that because it's true. And
comedians come from all walks of life. They're not just losers. Stop saying that.
People are constantly misunderstanding.
Thinking you were bullied in high school. Let's set the record straight.
I was bullied. You were bullied. No, I spread my spirit, my love across the different communities. I was in the theater.
You were canvassing. You were out there.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to be actually popular, if that's all social groups like you.
Yeah, or unless people think you're very hot. And I was kind of where there's
why have both.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you were the princess.
She was prom princess. I love that.
What does prom princess get?
I'm not sure if there was a crown, anything sash? Got on my head. You do get a sash. I don't think there was a crown involved. But my boyfriend got prom king, and he got a big hat.
Wait, so did he have to do a dance with the prom queen?
I think they might have. And I think her boyfriend got, the prince, which sounds worse than princess, doesn't
it? So you swap. You wife swap.
Yeah, we had a bit of a swap. But the thing was, the girl that won was, the sweetest girl. I love her so much. She was called Ashley, and she was...
You didn't even have to tell us that. We would know.
Classic Ashley. Such a good Christian girl. Yeah. Such a good Christian girl. Fine. Very kind, very soft.
Good for Ashley.
Yeah. Still proud of her to this day. I was like, do you know what? Can't even be mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't even be mad. But it was great. And it's so much I think there's so much pageantry in those type of things. Like, I went to the MAC store to get my makeup done by this guy named Shakespeare. So great. I love Shakespeare. He beat my face for the gods. It was beautiful. So
you felt
great.
Good? He nailed it?
Yeah. Oh, it looked great. I got a fresh weave. It was looking impeccable.
What a
it was looking
day.
So good.
What was your dress? Can you paint a picture?
Yes. So I've always been a nice clothes person. And my mom, I think, later was able to facilitate that. And also was, but not comfortably, but she knew that these things were a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And so I went to, I don't remember what store it was, but I was looking for dresses online, and this was could have been a wedding dress.
It's prom in Texas, right?
1,000%. It was a tan dress. But it had a kind of bandage top, but in a very delicate material that went down to the waist, and then it flared out. But it had these it wasn't feathers, but it was the kind of feathering of material down the big skirt. It was actually the same dress that I wore for the pageant I did in college. Because I was when am I going to buy more dresses like this? This dress is great. Yeah.
How do you as a parent deal with the fact that your teenage child wants to look sexy? I think I would have a breakdown.
You gotta go Mean Girls mom.
Okay.
You know, be like, wow.
I think help them. You know what I mean? And I think the worst thing of all is to leave them to their own devices to try and do it. Because some girls can action it, but some girls can't. And you might as well just get a professional in.
Yeah. And you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss my... And I think
you know
my
what I
mom...
Mean? I agree.
I think my mom, when she was in high school and stuff, from what she told me... she wasn't living a similar kind of social life to what I was experiencing, and I think she was just enjoying that's what I was experiencing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's really sweet.
She's like, I love that for you.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's so nice. Where'd you go to college?
Baylor University, which is a horrible place. It is a private Christian university, which means it's full of the worst people. A lot of preachers' children.
Oh, yeah.
That level of religious. That's where preachers feel like it's a good place to send their kids.
Ooh.
And I went there because it was, academically rigorous. And I felt the need, even though I was studying theater, I felt the need to be impressive with my choice of school choosing a school that actually had a good theater program.
Imagine being surrounded by girls who aren't daddy's little girl. They're God's favorite girl.
Oh, dad's little girl.
Ashley went there as well. went.
Is it close to where you
grew up? It's in Waco. It's 4 hours away from Houston.
All right.
It's in its own weird little bubble. And we had chapel. We had to go to chapel. So I think two semesters of your college career, I think it was just the two, you have to go to chapel on every, like, Friday. And there's a guy called Chapel Ryan, and he would, like, play the piano and lead songs. And just a weird, weird fucking guy.
It's actually Chapel Ryan is just the name of the position. They have
different guys. They switch him out. This is the new Chapel Ryan.
I love how American colleges just like have a little flavor. The private ones, at least. It's like each of them just have a little fucking mad
It's like what's going on 1,000%.
Yeah, it's like my favorite part of it.
It was such a weird place to be. And there would be times where you'd be walking to class and you'd walk like from place to place on campus and someone would stop you and go, "Hey, can I pray for you?"
No. Could you say no? I'm good.
I'd be like, I'm late. You know, when I first got there, I was like, yeah, and then be like, just laying hands.
No,
on
I gotta go. Do it without me here.
Bless this student, this freshman, as she goes upon her journey at university, and please keep her away from temptation, Lord. And within those school rules, it was like, don't have sex, don't get pregnant, don't be gay. It's fucking insane. Like, there was a time
college
at the, yeah, it's not a it wasn't a good place to start fucking. When I started fucking, people were real mad about it.
Oh,
and they were
no.
mad because I was fucking like the athletes, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck the tallest, most buff guys here. What do you want me to fuck you? Yeah, are you fucking kidding? And that's what a lot of them, they wanted you to fuck them. Yeah. They would have been happy if you were fucking them. I was like, no, I'm going to fuck the guy that's 6'9 and works out every
day. This is the only time in my life I'm going to have access to these dudes. I'm never going to cross paths with them.
Like, what
again,
are you talking about? Of course I'm going to fuck the handsome giant. What? Are you kidding me? Like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck those abs. What are you talking about?
So while you were there, you decided you wanted to do a pageant.
Yeah, so I think it was a bid for, like, a bid for my father's love in a way, because it was for a fraternity, and my dad also, like, belonged to this fraternity when he was in college. And
transparent.
Yeah,
yes.
You do know what I mean? And, like, the pageant was called Miss Black and Gold. It was, like, a scholarship pageant. And it was me and some girls I didn't like and some girls I did like. And we learned, like, some poise shit, which is, like, mad.
Teach you how to, like, walk with books on your head and stuff?
I think we might have done a book on heads. We might have
classic,
done a book on
a
heads.
Classic.
Yeah.
I'm just going through montages in my head.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, you have to have, like, your stance. And then they ask you, like, questions, you know, where you're like, world peace or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's not a swimsuit thing in that one. But when you go to the next level, there is a swimsuit thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was interesting. But it was all, like, one pieces and stuff. Very weird, very random.
Then you're just wearing the swimsuit. You're posing in the swimsuit.
Yeah.
I like how they're like, we'll do the swimsuit thing, but we'll still kind of slut shame
the
girls.
Here, but not here. Not at Baylor University. And then you perform a performance.
What did you do?
I performed the song from, I think it's, like, from the Flower Drum Song, Miss Saigon, some shit like that. I don't know. It's from some.
What's the song?
I Enjoy Being a Girl.
It's from
the
Flower Drum Song.
Yeah. And,
Yeah, that's like, a good
I enjoy being a girl.
Stop it! Great time. Have I heard of frat boys?
A great time. And an audience of my peers.
Dreams
my
come
parents
true.
Came and they were like, we love this. And my friends from the theater department came and they were like, wow, what's going on? And it was great. It was great. So fun.
Okay, Kima, I don't think I'm overstepping when I say you've done a little bit of a 180.
I've lived a life.
So
I've lived a
where
life.
Did the switch and change happen? And how did your parents and people around you react to it? Like, when did you realize that maybe this isn't for me?
Well, I think while I was there, especially as it, like, pertained to, like, when I was a teen and stuff, I was really, like, active at my church. But I realized it was more of, like, a social thing. And they kept giving us free pizza.
That's how they get you.
They get you on the pizza.
It's the Christian rock and the pizza. And I was a part of, like, my church dance team and stuff. So it was really social. And then I went to this university where there were a bunch of, like, horrible people that were supposed to, you know, be, like, loving and positive and like trying to be like bright lights in this world or some shit like that. And I was like, you guys fucking suck. And it was also like quite conservative as well. And I was like, boo. And I remember the first, was it the first girl I kissed? Couldn't have been. A girl I kissed.
Legend.
I was on spring break. Oh, I fucking love spring break. We went down the south. I got so fucked up on spring break. Like, this is bad, but also statute of limitations probably gone. I got so fucked
up. Another bumper sticker.
Statute of limitations probably gone. South Padre is very close to Mexico. I got so fucked up one night. I was partying far away from my hotel. I had a Mustang for a very short period of time. I had a red Mustang.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
I was just living.
You're the coolest girl in school.
I was living my life. And I went to a party, and I was headed home. And I don't know if I was, like, blacked out or tired, but I woke up at the Mexican border.
What?
What in the Marissa from the OC?
I was like driving.
How long have you been out for?
I don't know, but I was, but I woke up and this lady was like, "You want to go to Mexico?" And I was like, "No." I was like, "I'm sorry, ma'am." And she was like, "It's okay. You could turn around." And you could tell like this happened probably quite a bit. And then I was like, "Whoa!" I was like, "You are too tired to be driving right now. Like, how did you almost drive to Mexico?" It's fucking insane. So fun. Oh, we used to do the wildest things. Like, I remember I had sex outside at a toga party in the rain. Yeah. Like, I had such a great time.
I love college.
So it was, like, while I was in college.
Kimmy, you've lived a fantasy, like a college fantasy.
It's been so nice. At first I was like, this sucks. And then I started, like, living by my own rules. And I think that's kind of where I, like, took the turn. And we noticed, me and my friends were like, if you fuck in this town, if you fuck at the school, people are going to talk about it. They're going to be assholes about it. So we started driving out of town to party. Yeah.
And sometimes as far as Mexico.
I just started doing my own thing. And also I started doing like improv, which is how all this has happened. Because I was studying theater and one of my professors, who's quite a passive aggressive man, that decided to be direct on this day. And he was like, Kima, you're making a lot of comments in my class. He was like, you're talking a bit too much for my comfort, but your comments are pretty funny. He was like, I think you should audition for the improv team.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd never, like, seen any of their shows or anything, but I was late to the audition, classic, because I think the day before was MLK Day, and I had to party for the King Jr. I had a party for the King Jr.
Right on.
So I showed up so late that instead of giving me, like, the last number, they gave me the number pi. They gave me the symbol pi as my number to audition with, and pi made it to the last round. Yeah.
And here she is.
Yeah, pi all the way
still
to the top.
Still going.
Pi
all the way to the top. I love the comedy origin story is I'm offended, but I do respect the writing. I do respect the writing.
He was like, you should pivot. He was like, pivot. Yeah, and that's kind of...
And here we are.
The slippery slope, honestly. Yeah.
How long did you do improv in college for?
I don't know if it was my first year. I think so. It was like, auditions were like January of 2012. So I did it in college. Then some summers I would go to Houston and like study. And then when I graduated, I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I moved to LA, which is where my nana was. So I was able to stay at her house for free.
Yes.
And I went to UCB and did a bit of that. Because when I was graduating, I was dating this boy, and I could tell that he wanted to, like, impregnate me and hijack my life. And I was like, no. So I took the $800 that I had that was going to be the deposit on our apartment in Austin, and I went to L.A., supposedly just for the course. I was like, I'm going to come back. And then I never did.
He's still waiting in that flat in Austin.
Oh, I'm like, sorry,
he's
sir.
The coolest person
I'm
I've
so
ever
sorry.
Met.
You're going to live your life.
You're so interesting.
We have to wrap up, but will you come back and do a part two sometime?
Yeah, definitely. And I can tell you about the time that I let my drug dealer move into the second bedroom in my apartment.
We must have you back. Please come back.
To be continued.
TBC.
Thank you so much. All this right. Podcast has been produced by Andrew White in the Comedy Kerfuffle studio. The theme tune was composed by Ronan Shields.
Wow.
This has been Kima Bob. Kima, what do you have to plug?
I'm doing a show at the Fringe, which is crazy. Why am I doing that to myself? We're doing work in progresses, which it would be great if people come and help me figure out if the stories are too weird. Yeah, that's about it. I'm just living, laughing, loving, and I hope you are too.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.